This is RSBNP Update, episode 242, recorded Friday, February 5th, 2010. Chief Pacquiao. Welcome to RSBNB Update on our new recording day of Friday. So you're probably hearing this on Saturday, which would make sense, seeing as we used to release on Fridays and most of you would listen on Saturdays. So not much change, I hope, providing everything goes well with the editing. So we're here with Mr. Chief Snake.
Hello.
Who, as you know, is our replacement, or at least we're not going to try and replace Brad. We're just moving on ahead, as Brad said to do in his goodbye message last week. So, you know, it's funny. The week he leaves, we get this huge, colossal stream of RuneScape updates coming in, you know, that we didn't have any last week. So, we have our work cut out for us. We have just a little bit of a summary. We have things like a quest, little tweaks and fixes, a new contest, two polls, and Andrew's Q&A. Let's start with the quest. Rune Mechanics.
Tiny quest.
Yeah, it is. How long did it take you?
Well, it took me longer than it should have.
Okay. How long?
No, not paying any attention to it. Oh, probably like an hour. Yeah. Why? How long did you... Oh, I don't know. I was just talking to people and...
Okay.
I can't multitask.
20 minutes.
20 minutes. Oh, that's not bad.
Yeah. It requires Rune Mysteries, Wolf Whistle, 27 Magic, 25 Construction, and 20 Rune Crafting. Now, at first, this quest was listed as being members only. No, but they later corrected that.
You mean free to play?
Yeah, it was listed as being free to play earlier in the week. But
yeah.
They corrected that, because it does make sense, seeing as you need construction and a member's quest. So, basically, I forget, what was it even about? I did it just 2 hours ago, but I forget. What was the general objective?
Oh, I don't know. I'm too lazy to notice what the general objective is.
Okay, well, Jagex says that Apprentice Clairval over at the Mage Training Arena is just a bit useless, I agree, which isn't really helping him achieve his dream of being the first wizard in centuries to build a new Rune Guardian from scratch. He might need some help to do some research, gathering supplies, fix broken machinery, and or anything else. He really is quite useless.
Yeah, you did kind of get that impression during the quest, though.
Yeah, that is a fairly accurate rundown.
I mean,
it comes up
with chat options telling him. Yeah, you get the option to actually say to his face that he is useless and you're not going to help him and stuff.
Did you say it was useless?
No, I'm a good boy. I picked the nice options, you know. I comforted him and said, no, it's all right. I'll do it all for you. That's the kind of person I am.
I told him he was useless.
Oh, but you still finish it? You probably finished it quicker than I did.
You finish it the same
way. I take the long route, but I feel better for it.
Yeah.
Even though it's a game and it's an NPC.
Yeah, I don't know. It's like, I'm wondering if there's going to be rules one day, you know, about being courteous to NPCs.
Maybe that's the new skill.
Maybe. I don't know.
No.
That would be bad.
That would be terrible.
You'd have to spend lots of time walking around. Basically, in order to do this, you need to talk to 3 different Wizards: Duggal, Edvin, and Shug. What did I say, Edvin? Oh, it is Edvin. I thought it was Edwin, and I was just putting a German W on it. So, visit Duggal, visit Edvin, and visit Shug. Maybe they are German at the training arena.
Yeah.
No. I don't think they're German.
Anyways. I don't know. No, I don't do German at all. That was the first time I've actually been to the Mage Training Arena, so...
Really? How long did it take you to get the pizzazz points? 5 pizzazz points?
Oh, that was really quick. I mean, I just had to figure out what I was supposed to do, and then I did it in about half a minute.
Okay.
It's only 5.
Yeah.
So I just did some enchanting. And...
Okay. Yeah, I think that's where most of my points are. I had like 88 in there and stuff. So, first things first, in order to get the first part of this done, Wizard Dougal says you'll need steam, mind, and body runes. So he sends you off to craft steam runes. The other ones, mind and body, you can get from your bank, which... If you don't know where to get mind and body runes, you can pretty much check any wizard shop that you go at, because I think we all have an abundance supply of mind and body runes. Right?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Like 40k mind runes.
Okay, there you go. I have 50.
They all come from Barrowing.
Yeah, I haven't gone there in ages. That's why my...
Yeah, well, neither have I.
Supply went down. You also get the Fire Talisman, Water Talisman, and Binding Necklace, which is really good. I'm glad they gave these talismans out, because they're really expensive now with the Titans, you know? So, I give them a round of applause for that.
I still think you don't need to worry about that. It's only one that you get.
Yeah, I know, but 5K, that's rather expensive for a beginner quest, you know? So.
I guess they can't just expect you to get them for a beginner quest.
Exactly.
Well, they could, but it's not easy these days.
So after you do that, you bring it back to the guy, and he tells you how to, I think, obviously get the mind and body. I don't know. I keep wanting to say mind and spirit for some reason, but there's no spirit room. And then the next wizard is Wizard Edvin. He wants you to solve the teleport maze. Did you have any troubles with that?
Nope.
Each door you go through has like a little mapping of which way you'll go, and if you notice the little pictures,
it is clever though. I like
yeah,
that.
Each picture that corresponds to a different chess piece.
Yeah.
Like one is the rook, one's the knight. I forget the other chess pieces, but yeah, I don't play chess, as we learned before. So after you do that, he'll give you more info on how to do that. Then finally, Wizard Shug, that's what you need your 5 pizzazz points for there. And when you do that, he'll tell you about making the body of the guy and how you enchant your emeralds. So you also need 2 emeralds for that. Then after that's all done, you enchant the emeralds, bring the rune essence to the guy, and he makes the lump of rune essence. But, oh no, he has troubles carving it, so of course you have to carve it out for him.
Then
the machine is broken, and then you have to fix the machine that converts the guy. So, yeah, that's pretty much all that's involved in this quest. A few questions that I came up with during this one is why the Sarador's... It comes up as was Wizard Sarador's idea ahead of the... what's that Wizard's Tower guy? Yeah, the Wizard's Tower guy. It was his idea to build the Mage Training Arena. Did you catch that?
No, I didn't. I didn't catch much during this quest.
I found that interesting.
You
because...
did it in 20 minutes and I did an hour and I still didn't get anything from it.
I found that interesting because they also came up with plans on how they're going to defend it and what's it going to be used for. So I think it could be playing a major role in some kind of future quests in that area, if you know what I mean. Right?
Well, what does it need to be defended from?
Well, Zaros. It is directly south of the dig site.
Oh. Yeah, see, that's the kind of little things that I don't notice.
Yeah, did you do the Temple at Sentistin quest in December?
No.
Okay,
don't have the requirements for it.
Yeah, that's fair game. But, another thing is that comes up is they animated this dead kind of... What would you call it? What would you call a bunch of essence stuck together? Not dead, but inanimate, I guess?
Inanimate.
Yeah. Then you basically revive him.
Yeah, that's right, actually. Yeah.
Wakes up. So is this knowledge going to be used in a later quest? I don't know, maybe. But I just think it's kind of weird that they're going down this avenue, bringing people back from the dead, you know? I think it might be useful later on. That's my 2 points that I came up
with. What does that pet even do?
Nothing. It just follows you around.
I figured. I mean, I got it, and then I logged out.
Yeah, it just follows you around.
That was how interested the quest I was. So, And then I came back and I banked it straight away, so...
You can put it in your menagerie.
Oh, okay. I still don't have one of those in my house.
Yeah, you should build one.
I gotta get around to that.
Because it automatically feeds your pets. Okay. Even this one.
Does it actually require feeding? Does it eat rune essence or something?
All you need to do to feed it is take it inside a rune altar, then it'll recharge.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, so any of the rune altars that exist, it'll recharge itself. Rewards for the quest were 2,300 magic experience, 1,850 runecrafting experience, and 900 construction experience. And of course, your little rune, whatever it's called, rune guardian. I keep wanting to say rune minotaur for some reason, I don't know why.
Yeah, quite different.
Yeah, and one quest point. That brings us up to 299 quest points now. So,
we thought this was... Oh, no, that was the... We were expecting a big quest, weren't we? I mean...
Yeah, we were expecting something bigger, but no.
Oh, well.
And
get it
goes back to the question, variety is the essence of life? Okay, essence of life, creating the rune... What's it called? Rune Guardian. And, but where does variety come from, you know?
Yeah, I was just thinking that then. Does that refer to all of the updates that came with that quest?
Maybe. That might be it.
Which
variety
were good, by
is the
way.
Other things.
I suppose we're getting on to the next.
Friends trading limit increased. So now if you've been friends with someone for 4 months and you have max quest points, you'll have a 240k trade limit. If you've been friends for 3 months, you'll have a 180k trade limit. And if you've been friends for 2 months, you'll have a 120k limit. And if just 1 month or new friend, you'll have a 60k limit.
I think that's a good idea. I haven't tested it with anyone yet. I know you have.
Yeah. So getting to give 240k away to friends is nice. So about time they've done something like that. They're also trying to appease more runecrafters this week by saying that you now have a chance of getting double law, death, and blood runes as your runecrafting level goes higher, because you remember they did
that's
that
with... That's a good update. That's good. That balances it out. So.
Yeah. The only problem is we don't...
Well, a bit, I guess. But, yeah. I mean, everyone's still runecrafting nets, so...
What we need,
change that
what
much,
we would
it?
Need to do is we would need to go and calculate what level you'd get double law, death, and blood runes. Then after that, you would take the same equation that hasn't been found yet for the probability of getting double nature runes and apply it to that, then see kind of how it goes. But I should ask some runecrafter what kind of progress he had on this, you know? Because it'd be interesting to look at. But one thing I'm not sure of is what does this do for the nature rune prices? I don't know. Have you seen the nature rune graph recently?
Yes, I have it right here.
Yeah, it's rather depressing.
Increase
isn't it?
By 1 GP. And we all know 1 GP can make a massive difference.
Oh, yeah. It can make or break you. But yeah, switch to the 90-day graph.
Yeah, the 90-day graph doesn't really look too positive.
Yeah, so hopefully this upward trend will continue, albeit slowly. We just hope, but let's see what death rune is at, because I know those are important now. Death runes are at 366 GP each. So maybe, this could end up having a reverse side effect, you know? If someone's level 99 and they want to make money, they could just go straight to death runes. If the percentage is good, you know?
Has laws ever been... I mean, have death runes ever been worth doing, though?
Well, based on the graph, if we go to the 180-day graph for death runes, just take a look at that. For death runes.
I spelled rune wrong. Still got it.
See?
So, what is that saying?
Well, it's something caused the price of death runes to skyrocket. I'm not sure what, but, yeah.
So, although, yeah, that's a point.
don't know. We can't really look at this right now and see if it's going to have much of an impact. We'll have to come back in another month or two and see what it's done. But all around good update. So rating out of 5 for this week.
What else happened? It was just the Runes Friends trading and Rune Mechanics.
And Orb of Oculus, which...
I haven't had a chance to use that yet. You
rating?
Have?
Or... Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, you have used it.
Yeah. You want me to talk about that first, or you want to do ratings now?
I'll go for a 4 for me, but yeah.
Okay.
Talk about that briefly.
I'm going to go a 4 as well, primarily because of the storyline and the backstory this quest provided. It seemed as though it actually had a lot more storyline than Nomad's Quest did. So that's what I'm basing it on, a 4 for this week. And it was nice and short, too. And it's always nice to get a good diversity of that kind of thing. So, and the trade limits also. So, yeah, 4, no questions asked. Yes, the Orb of Oculus. This is that thing that they mentioned in the diary. Basically allows you to enter kind of move, unpin your camera from your character, if you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
And there's you hold the device, and you can't move while you're holding it. That's a bit of a downside, because then you can't be in your own movie, so you have to get actors to act for you, you know? So.
Yeah, I suppose so.
So, yeah.
I did see someone, I think it was Tal, actually, posted on RuneWire something in the God Wars dungeon.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah, there's been lots of little areas that were uncovered and stuff, you know?
Oh, was there more than that?
Yeah, there was some, like...
not really surprising, though.
Yeah,
They should have dealt with that before they released it.
Well, in Andrew's Q&A, he said anything they want us to keep hidden, they don't upload.
True.
So, I'm just trying to pull up the controls on this. Oh, okay, it's on that link. I clicked the wrong link. But basically, there's two modes to it. There's the aim mode and the focus mode. So in the aim mode, it's basically like a free camera. You can move the camera around, up, down, change which angle it's facing and stuff like that. Then in aim mode, it stays on the same point, and then you can pivot around that one point, you know? So rather than moving the actual camera away from it, you're just pivoting around that point. So.
Okay.
And the range is quite impressive on it. I was standing
in the... Yeah, it did look quite good.
I was standing in the Elkhart Bank, and I was able to look at the Lumbridge Church from there. So.
So couldn't that technically give players, like, an advantage in, I don't know, maybe they want to see something that they can't get to, which
no,
is...
It only shows NPCs and people in the region your character is in.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Otherwise, it just shows the scenery. So,
yeah.
And they also have options to hide it and stuff, so you can actually make full 720p videos now without seeing the menus and stuff. So that's good.
Oh, yay!
And then, yeah, it's basically all there is to it.
Very useful, but...
I just recommend you take it around and play with it, because that's the only way you're gonna really learn to use it, because it is kind of hard to explain if you're not reading the manual and using it at the same time, or if you're reading the manual and not using it at the same time. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds fun. I much need videos. Update.
Yeah, you can actually.
I don't know kind of videos I'm going to make with that. That's a bit different to my usual sort, but.
You can actually do that now with the second machine of a competition that Jagex is running.
Yeah, I'm not exactly into those kind of videos, so.
Okay.
Probably won't enter that. I don't know.
They want an advert for something on RuneScape, anything. Quest, skill, event, whatever. It has to be 30 seconds in length, not over. Email to Jagex. Include your RuneScape account name. Closes on February 19th at 12 a.m. GMT. That's pretty much all there is to it. And, of course, you must comply with the YouTube and RuneScape rules. You know, it should be interesting to see what we come up with for this one, because the first one was people just saying, oh, I don't know what to make for a machine of a competition, you know? But now they actually have an objective.
I mean, it's like they finally get the chance, and then they don't have anything, isn't it?
Yeah, it's like our contest, you know? Sometimes we have contests to get on the show, and nobody seems to want to come on. So, anyways. Check that out if you're interested
in
making videos. Maybe I should make one for farming or something.
We've already got farming videos.
Yeah, but like an advert, you know?
Oh, yeah, I suppose. That would be fun, actually. No, I can see it now. Yep. No, I'm stealing your idea now. I'm making a farming video.
Yeah, part of my problem why I never do a video or anything is because I want to do it to the level of looking professional and stuff. Like, you remember a few months back I was saying we should get this done for any videos we do on my YouTube channel at youtube.com/rsbnbstaff, where we have our intro with the background, and then this dragon comes in and he blows fire, and then the RuneScape Bits and Bytes text appears.
Yeah, well, you know, it's easier said than done.
Yeah, sadly, none of our 3D
I would like that too,
but
it's just,
wanted to do
we
that.
Can't really do that.
Anyway, so Machinima Competition 2.
If anyone out there who can't do that, then please PM us.
Yes, that's forums.rspmb.com. Look for Shane or Chief Snake. Tweaks and fixes for this week. Can't go a week without tweaks and fixes.
Pieces.
No, they're actually fixes this week.
Okay. I haven't looked at them.
Based on your feedback, we've changed the stats on the Penance Arms from Barbarian Assault. Check out this knowledge database for more detail on the item.
All right. Did they fix the strength bonuses back?
Yeah,
or
they did. It's back.
Oh, they did. That's good.
So,
what about the defense? I mean, are they...
I'm not sure. I'm not sure what they were before.
Defense and
do you know?
Take strength? I can't remember what happened. But anyway, that
Runner
looks good.
Runner Bootskip 2. Penance
because
Sets,
I used to kind of not have anything. Or I used to have Barrow's armor, but I didn't like wearing that, so I used to wear my fighter torso.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I used to wear too. They've added a second trident to the Barbarian Assault rewards. The original trident remains unchanged, but can now be upgraded to a Master Trident for free, and it has an attack requirement of level 70 due to its increased melee combat stats. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Updated adventurer's log to contain a larger selection of NPCs, including but not limited to the KBD, the Penance, and Kalphite Queens, and Corporeal Beast. A log will be created every time you defeat one of these creatures.
That's good.
Oh, yeah, this next one's a good one. If someone messages you, just press tab and it opens a window to reply to them. About time.
Funny thing is I keep forgetting to press tab.
Yeah.
I'll get used to it.
I usually right click to reply. What do you do?
Yeah, always right click.
Okay. They changed the gnome restaurant and associated shops in a few ways. Firstly, if you completed delivery tasks, the food and cocktail ingredients and shops will be restocked. Secondly, we've adjusted the rewards from the deliveries, so you're more likely to get better items, such as mint cakes and seed pods.
I never saw any reason to actually do that minigame, whatever
yeah,
it was.
Yeah, I've never done it either. I think I may
I know X-Blades did it, but still didn't see a point.
Yeah. It could almost be a distraction and diversion, you know? This random gnome pops up and wants you to get him some food or something, you know?
Mm.
Or you could make it kind of like a pizza delivery thing, where you get like a random message through your comm orb from a gnome, and he wants some sort of food, and
pizza delivery,
and you get the rewards for being like a delivery boy, you know.
A message through your comm orb.
Yeah.
I don't know. Regular RuneScape NPCs probably don't have that kind of access.
Okay. What about telepathy?
No.
No?
No, I don't think so, Shane.
Well, then how could they contact you?
They couldn't. Oh, I think a pizza delivery system is silly.
Well, no.
It
wouldn't be pizza. It would be gnome food, you know? I would just say it.
Oh, well, okay. Yeah. But, you could still deliver pizzas, technically. There are pizzas in RuneScape.
Yeah,
but
yeah. Or gnome food, you know? Just have them teleport when they want something.
No, just no.
And then bring it back to them when it's ready.
Nah.
Yeah, I think that'd be a good new distraction.
But then how does the delivery system work already? I mean, you already have to go deliver stuff to people.
Yeah, except you go get the task rather than they come to you. And it's not random.
Oh, so yeah. When you get the task, do you have to make it and then...
Yeah, then you go take it to the person. What I'm suggesting is you randomly get this person coming to you, saying they want something, you make it, then go deliver it back to their house.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That sounds more reasonable, actually. But...
Yeah, that's what I meant all along.
Okay, Shane.
And finally, all types of spirit shields now have been properly textured and should match the recently updated inventory icon. Yeah, it's good, but...
I don't know what that was.
Yeah, we don't have spirit shields. We're too poor.
Well, no, we could afford some, but...
Yeah, but the question is,
maybe
would it be worth it?
Maybe if we pool our money, or if
yeah,
I sell
exactly.
my junk. Sell my stockpiled coal and fish and swordfish.
Oh, yeah.
Kelsey laughed at me. She ridiculed me for that.
Why?
For being a pack rat.
Oh.
Or rather, a pack yak. She changed her mind.
You're a yak?
I'm apparently a pack yak, yes.
Do you, like, graze?
No, I don't graze.
Okay, that's good. Because then you'd have to live in the Himalayas, because pack yaks... I mean, yaks are from the Himalayas.
No, I wouldn't, because there's no Himalayas in RuneScape.
Yeah, see? There you go.
I would probably have to live in Nate is Not.
Yeah.
Nate is Not.
And, cannons were not always hitting the enemy they were aiming at, so the targeting code has been improved... And should be more consistent.
That sounds good. I didn't realize there was a problem with cannons.
Yeah, neither did I. You ever use one?
No.
Okay. And they also added a little agreement, or not an agreement, a discussion on how the Ring of Wealth works.
Also good.
Yeah, I think I knew how
finally.
This works.
Yeah.
They said the way it works is there's a standard drop table and a rare drop table. Then you can imagine it kind of like a roulette wheel. And then there's a chance you'll end up on the rare roulette wheel. So what this does, the Ring of Wealth, is it removes the empty spots on the... On the
something about... Because rare, they have some of those spaces free because they want to add...
Items in the future.
They want to add more things in future. That, to me, didn't seem logical. I mean, why would they just...
Yeah,
leave
reserved
spaces
there, you know?
Reserved spaces. Because that means in future, they would just take up another one of those spaces, and so gradually everything would become less rare.
And the Ring of Wealth would be useless.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But then again, on the other hand, the Ring of Wealth does seem... I mean, it does seem logical that it does remove those free spaces, so it goes both ways.
Yeah. Do you use Ring of Wealth when you slay?
No. I don't actually. Oh, no, I did. I did when I got 80 Slayer.
Okay.
When I went hardcore back then. But when I'm just going anywhere else now, I don't bother.
Yeah, I don't wear the Ring of Wealth. I found I have better luck without it. Strange as that might seem, but that's actually what I've witnessed.
I did end up getting a Dragon Spear and a Dragon Medium Helm.
Really? Were you wearing
Ring
of Wealth?
While I was slaying, and I think I was, yeah. Which, that was my first my first solo drop of both of those. Got heaps of Dragon Meds with the KBZ and stuff before, but no, that was my first solo of both.
My only Dragon drops have been a...
Even though they're worth nothing at all now, it's still pretty cool.
Yeah. I remember when Dragon Medium Helmets were worth 2 million GP.
Yeah, so do I. Oh, good times.
But, no, my only dragon drops have been a dragon two-hander from the Gunfight Queen and a dragon skirt.
Mm-hmm.
So
I did get a dragon skirt once, maybe
did
twice.
Did you wear it?
No, I think I sold it.
Okay. Just checking.
And a dragon square left half.
They also mentioned that there's a secondary drop system which is currently only used for charm, so that's interesting, you know? So...
Yeah, well, what's this new skill? Maybe they'll introduce more.
Maybe. You never know.
No, probably not. I'd hope that they wouldn't do that. That'd be kind of lame.
Yeah, and then you decrease your chance of getting charms? I don't think so. And then you also have to remember that the members would have a higher benefit, you know? So.
Mm.
Yeah.
anyway, that's cool.
Yeah, that's all we got for this week, and as usual, you can check out the release notes, find out mm-hmm. anything else that is in your area of expertise, like, for instance, they fixed a graphical error by using the Excalibur special attack while crossing a rope swing.
How would you do that?
I have no idea.
Or is that just like you know how Excalibur heals you? I'm thinking of the right one, aren't I?
Well, it said using the special, you know? So, I don't know.
That's the enhanced Excalibur, isn't it? So is that different, or...?
No, the enhanced one just comes from the Achievement Diary, I think. The Sears Village Achievement Diary? Yeah.
So what is the regular Excalibur's special?
Raises defense. Doesn't raise
HP. Oh, okay. Oh. Yeah, how would you do that while crossing a rope swing?
I don't know. Not sure on that.
Okay.
Anyways, there's your tweaks and fixes for this week. Next up is Andrew's Q&A, which was done live only. They took the questions that were submitted, which I submitted one, and passed them off to the appropriate departments, because most of them weren't aimed at Andrew anyway, so...
All right. Whose was yours for in the end?
It was for Andrew, but where it would go. It was a question about clan chat and graphical improvements on OS X. I hope. I still hold high hopes for that.
Oh, is he still answering them or something? Or
no, it was just a 1-hour long Q&A session, 3 p.m. England time on Thursday.
So he hasn't answered yours?
No, Wednesday, no. Yeah.
That's but a shame.
3 p.m. English time is 8 a.m. here, 4 a.m. for you.
Yeah, not exactly prime time.
No, so... I don't know. Do you have any favorites of these things that he got asked?
No.
Okay.
Yours was a good question, though. I'm disappointed that he didn't get to yours.
Yeah, I just hope that RuneScape content picks it up, especially the one about clan chat in OS X. So, yeah. Basically, the question was, the OS X one was, can we expect to get some sort of better support on the Mac side for the way RuneScape interacts because quite clearly running RuneScape on the same computer, different operating system produces different results. And the second one is, can we have some better clan chat tools for keeping annoying people out?
Well, that's probably less so Andrew.
Yeah.
That would have been the content.
Yeah, I just hope that the other one gets answered. But some of his priorities that came up constantly in this were inflation in the economy, making sure inflation doesn't happen like it did last summer, and stamping out merchanting clans and autotypers because...
Autotypers is good. I'm glad he finally mentioned that, because they haven't done anything about those, and I'm sick of it.
Yeah, you know what
he
said?
It's less of a problem nowadays with people just using the Grand Exchange and stuff. You don't get people...
Yeah.
Doing that, but I've always hated those.
He said they need to look into a software and automated way of handling this, because apparently what I get from that is they don't have a way of handling that right now. So
yeah, I mean, I get so frustrated by that. Just can't people learn how to type quickly?
Yeah,
I mean, I can type stuff just as quickly as they can auto type it.
Really?
Well, I can't do the special colors or waves or anything. Okay. I suck at typing that and then with a colon and stuff. But if I know what I'm typing, I can do it over and over again really quickly.
Okay. So merchant and clans, manipulation, and of course, grand exchange price ceilings, such as items that already hit their price ceiling and aren't moving. So, yeah, I'm glad that they're doing that. But, of course, that could all be mitigated by just removing the price caps, you know? And then I think this would also go a long way to ensure that the...
But they can't exactly just remove the price caps just like that.
Why not?
They can't do that. The system relies on the price caps.
Yeah, it does. But I think that with a free market, it would move better. So...
Maybe.
I just think that... Because if you look at it, any time there's a shortage or items won't buy or sell, it's due to a price cap in one direction or another. So if you remove those, the price will slowly adjust itself. That's economics 101.
Yeah, that's probably true, actually.
So,
I think I just misunderstood what you said before.
Yeah. And Andrew's form avatar has a picture with an octopus on his head. From that one quest. The Ractuber quest.
I haven't even done that quest.
Oh, you should. It's a fun quest. So, yeah, that's Andrew's Q&A. They got new Jagex store items. Are you going to be buying any of these?
No, I don't know what they are.
You want a Zamorak hoodie?
No.
Do you wear hoodies?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, I didn't think of that. For a start, I wouldn't want to be seen in a Zamorak hoodie. Secondly, I wouldn't want to be seen in a hoodie at all.
What about a 99 Hit Splat t-shirt?
People would laugh at me if I... Yeah, if anyone saw me in a hoodie, I'd just receive laughter.
Really?
I'm not that kind of person.
Okay. Yeah, the 99 Hit Splat t-shirt says Pwned on the back.
Where is it? New store items. Wait, I'm getting there. Oh, do they actually show a picture of it? Oh,
yeah,
enter
they do.
The store.
Featured item.
Choose country. I'm not on there. Oh. Okay, I probably can't buy anything from the store.
Yeah, pick
anymore.
The US one.
US store. Oh, yeah, featured product. Pwned 99. Nah, that's a kind of lame hit splash.
What about the Zaro's look. Cap? Wear hats?
Oh, wait. Where is that? Apparel? Zaro's cap.
Yeah.
It has Jagex on the back. Do I really want to be associated with Jagex? No, I don't wear caps either, generally, so...
You should.
No.
It'll help your
eyes.
It'll
protect the back of your head. Or your neck. And what? It will help your eyes, did you say?
Yeah, if you...
I wear sunglasses.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good for you.
Yep.
That's good you can do that.
Protect my eyes from UV rays.
Are you wearing your sunglasses right now?
Radiation? No. I'm inside.
Oh. I think... You should dress up when you're doing the show, you know? Like, we should dress up.
Where do you expect me to be right now? Outside, enjoying the... soaking up the sun. I mean, it is a beautiful day, and I could do that, except my Ethernet cable couldn't reach that far. And oh, no, wait,
oh,
I probably
no.
could. I have that 30-meter one now. But sadly,
anyways,
I don't have why.
You can also get a 12-month RuneScape membership card for $60.
I don't need to worry about that anymore.
Well, that's good.
Yay! Not that I could even buy that, because I live in New Zealand, and they don't have them for New Zealand.
But it said shipping to the US and the rest of the world on the storefront.
Oh, yeah, it says that, but I mean, it wouldn't work.
I think it would.
They don't care about New Zealanders.
Well, they should. They're like your parents.
Yeah, exactly. No, they're not.
Yeah, they are. England
no,
is your
not.
Parent. Yeah.
England, perhaps, but Jagex are not my parents.
Oh, okay, I see what you mean. Yeah, they'd have lots of kids if they did that. And then the question
yeah.
would lie, where does the parental responsibility fall, you know? But, yeah, Jagex, I don't think... I wonder if they'd... I wonder how many of their staff are parents. We should find that out. Somebody should ask Andrew. Are you married? Do you have kids? Are you a parent?
Is he married? I forget.
I don't know. They should do a poll in the Jagex staff and post it.
Andrew Gower.
I don't think so. Because one thing he said on the Q&A is that he wants to be more sociable in the office.
No, it doesn't say he is. Just his personal life. It talks about how much he's worth in his personal life. Yeah, that makes sense.
Because in his Q&A, he said
Oh my god, Wikipedia.
He said that he wants to be more personal with the staff. Because right now he only talks to the department heads. So he's been walking around the office more, greeting people and stuff, so that's good. Anyways, that's it for RuneScape updates this week. We got two polls, though, which we're going to go over right now. We're going to do this week's first, I think. Yeah. This poll is called The Fast and the Fizzy. Kind of like The Fast and the Furious, if you've ever seen any of those movies.
Yeah, that was the one I watched a while ago, or something like that. I can't remember which one.
We watched two of those in school once.
Era, you have already completed this poll. Click here to view results. Right.
I'll take the first question. What do you most like to drink while playing RuneScape? Fizzy drinks. Coca-Cola and Pepsi, 34%. Is that what you guys call them? Fizzy drinks? Or is that what the
I was thinking about that while I was reading it. I was quite surprised that they called them fizzy drinks. I would have thought they'd refer to them as soda or something like you Americans would. But no, over here we generally refer to them as fizzy drinks.
Really?
Colloquially, or more precisely as soft drinks.
Yeah, here in Canada, most of the time it's called pop. In the U.S., it's a split between which state you go to, whether it's soda or pop. So, 34% of that. 17% water. Nice. I put other, because I got my sparkling water. My carbonated water with a dash of lemon. 16% I do not drink while playing RuneScape. 9% hot drinks, coffee, and tea. I'm having my tea right now. Yes, for you English people out there, tea equals a drink, like the hot drink, not the dinner. Fruit juice is 8%. Energy drinks, Lucozade and Red Bull.
Lucozade? What is Lucozade?
I don't know. I've never heard of it. Have you? You heard of Red Bull, though, right?
No, definitely Red Bull.
Okay.
Energy drinks are getting really popular over here. It's quite disturbing.
Saddening. Yeah.
Saddening. Exactly. And they're marketing it towards all the young people as well.
Yeah,
it's
the
sad.
Teenagers. That's bad. Milk drinks? Milk. And milkshakes? 5%?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. How can someone drink straight up milk?
I've never been interested in drinking milk either, no.
Yeah. Other 4%, I don't know, 2%.
It is quite sad just in itself that so many people drink fizzy drinks while playing RuneScape. I mean, I don't drink anything, but when I am generally using the computer, then I used to sometimes have just water in a drink bottle or something next to me, and Yeah,
for me it's water or my lemon
it's
water.
It's either that or nothing, so
okay.
I put water.
But there's nothing wrong with fizzy drinks if they're diet, you know?
Yeah, there is.
What?
There's still phenylalanine in artificial sweetener.
Yeah, that's true, but you can't be pure anymore, unfortunately, unless you want to become Amish.
Yes, you can. You can drink water.
Well, yeah, but still, there's stuff in your water, you know? That they put in when they purify
calcium,
it.
Calcium. Fluoride.
Yeah.
There is fluoride in our water. That's terrible.
Has your dad gone to the step of digging a well on the farm yet?
Not a well. We have a bore.
A what?
A bore. How it reaches the water table. But it's not for drinking. No, okay. It's just for the plants.
Okay.
Because there's too much iron in it, I think.
Question two, please.
Question two. What brand of fizzy drink do you drink most regularly? Coca-Cola with 30%. I was quite happy about that because no one drinks Pepsi here, and people always say Pepsi's better than Coke. I do not regularly drink any fizzy drinks, 15%. Only 15. That's disappointing. Pepsi, 10%. Dr. Pepper, 10%. Mountain Dew, 9%. Other, 8%. Sprite, 8%. Fanta, 4%. 7-Up, 2%. And Red Bull, 2%.
What's Fanta?
You don't know what Fanta is. Fanta
no.
is just a... It has lots of different flavors now. There used to only be one, and that was orange. Just, you know, carbonated orange fizzy drink.
Okay.
Orange flavor. But, you know, now they're all... all different sorts of it. And it's just, yeah, just another fizzy drink as far as I'm concerned. Seven up and Sprite. I never saw the reason why people would differentiate between that. A lemonade is lemonade.
What?
As far as I'm concerned. Well,
they're
7
not
Up
lemonade.
Versus Sprite.
They're
are
not lemonade here. No.
They are.
One's lime and one's yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Okay, I see why not.
Yeah.
But here they are exactly the same thing.
Okay. Amazing how much difference there is.
They taste the same.
No, they don't.
I don't know. They do.
No, they
don't.
They
do to me. Well, so do Pepsi and Coke, so maybe it's just
no,
me.
They don't. It must be just you.
Everyone I know thinks it's the same.
Yeah, I'm going to have to say both because it doesn't really matter to me which one, but they have had flavored ones in the past, like Pepsi Blue and Pepsi Vanilla that were good.
All taste the same.
Did you get... No, Pepsi Blue is raspberry.
Why the hell is a blue Pepsi Blue raspberry flavored?
I don't know. They also had vanilla.
I don't think we ever had that. We had like vanilla Coke and...
Okay, yeah, we had that here
various
too.
Various other sorts.
What about lime Coke?
I was never really into it, into those sort of things.
Okay.
I mean, we don't have Pepsi that often as it is, and I didn't go out of my way to buy it.
Okay.
So I would just drink whatever was given to me. Or
I just want to know out there, people who are listening, Pepsi Blue, does anybody remember Pepsi Blue? And if you did you like it? So everybody I know hated Pepsi Blue. But I liked it.
I mean, even like vanilla Coke didn't taste a hell of a lot different to regular Coke.
Really?
I didn't think so.
Okay. How often do you drink fizzy drinks? 29% a few times a week, twice or more a day, 20%, less than once a week, 19% once a day, 13% once a week, 10% I never drink fizzy drinks, 6% I don't know, 2%.
6%. I mean, 29% a few times a week. We're unhealthy people.
I have one a day.
Twice or more a day, even.
But, I stress that in our house here, the one that we have is always Diet Pepsi. So I know you don't like artificial sweeteners, but yeah.
I'll let you get away with that. I said, so, what did I say? I think I said once a week. I was thinking of writing less than once a week, but you know, sometimes I go without it for several weeks at a time, and then other times we have like a couple of bottles open a week or something. So
okay.
I thought I'd be fair myself.
Next one.
What question 4? What do you most like to eat when playing RuneScape? Snack foods, chips or nuts? 32%. I do not eat anything while playing RuneScape. 21%. Cold homemade meals, i.e., sandwiches or subs. 11%. Hot homemade meals, 8%. Confectionery, 7%. Fast food, 7%. Wow. Fruit, 5%. No surprise. Other, 4%. I don't know. 3%. Health foods, 1%. I'm sort of surprised they even put that in there. What is health foods?
I have no idea. Like tofu?
I mean, is that
is
that the special like Weight Watchers diet meals or?
I don't know.
That would be fair enough because I'm sure some people playing RuneScape would be watching their weight.
I said I don't know. I mean,
I didn't eat anything.
Oh, there's an option
for that? Because I seriously don't. Yeah, I
do not
eat
anything while playing
RuneScape. It's 21%.
Oh, I wish I would have voted for that one.
Fast food. I don't see, like, with fast food and meals and stuff, is that every time someone plays RuneScape, then are they eating?
No, I don't know. That would be fairly disturbing.
I don't see how you can eat while playing RuneScape.
Oh, you just use one hand.
Like meat in itself. Yeah, but well, I guess.
Sometimes, I don't know, it depends.
Because I use my right hand for the mouse, and I can't eat with my left.
Oh.
Easily, okay. Anyway. I could, maybe.
What brand of fast food do you eat most regularly? 28% McDonald's. Oh.
Shudder.
I just find McDonald's kind of fast food disgusting.
Yeah.
I do not regularly eat fast food, 24%.
Yay.
Other 10%. Subway, 8%. That's what I said.
Oh, yeah. I suppose if I were going to have fast food, then I would prefer Subway.
Yeah. Burger King, 8%.
Although, yeah, I mean, I do more regularly than anything else.
Yeah.
Burger King, we do have that.
Taco Bell, 5%.
I mean, I don't have that, but we don't have that here.
Do you have Wendy's?
I think it's different here. It's just, I mean, here it's only a place for ice cream and stuff.
Ah, okay. That's 4%. What about KFC?
Hot dogs as well, but KFC, we have that here.
4%?
We don't eat it often at all, though.
Pizza Hut, 4%.
Yeah, you know we have that.
Domino's, 3%.
Yeah, Domino's is the superior pizza place over here, though.
Yeah, we have lots of them here, you know? It's some of them are good, some of them are... like, some taste homemade, some don't, I don't know.
Domino's is nice, actually. If I'm having pizza, that's good.
How often do you eat fast food? I'm asking you.
I can't remember what I put. Once a month, I think I wrote...
Okay.
But again, it changes. Sometimes it's more often, sometimes it's less.
30%
It depends what you define as fast food, because I don't eat any of that McDonald's, Subway.
Yeah.
Subway I do eat.
But do you consider Subway like as fast food in terms of being bad fast food?
Not so much, really. I mean,
yeah.
It's just more takeout.
Yeah,
but,
that's
I mean,
right.
Subway is good for you.
Yeah,
Subway,
providing you put the right kind
of
stuff on them, you know, but, yeah.
Oh, well, yeah, that too. But, yeah, also, I mean, things that aren't listed, fish and chips, Chinese food, Thai, all of that is sort of fast food as well, so I had that once in a while. So, yeah, considering that, I think I put once a month, but, I mean, otherwise, it could even be... once a fortnight.
Okay. I said a few times every month. I'm assuming few means greater than two but less than five.
Mm. Which is basically once a week. Because you have Subway, don't you?
Oh, yeah, right. That's right. I didn't see that option. I did this poll at 4 a.m. last night, so that might be why.
Still...
18% say once a week, a few times a week, 14%, once a month, 11%. I never eat any fast food, 5%, once
Why
a day or more.
Why must we have just done this poll? I feel like eating Subway now. Lunch.
Yeah, Subway is good. As Brad would have said, ew, get real food. Yeah, whenever I tell him we're having Subway, that would be his response. Bloody Philistines.
Harsh. How often do you order fast food online? Less often than once a month, I put.
Yeah.
I never, ever order fast food online.
I didn't even know
I
you
never
could.
Really order much at all online, so.
I don't know, 33%. I never
eat fast food, 23%. I never eat fast food, 23. I mean, people who wrote that are obviously lying, because in the previous one, there's an option for I never eat fast food, and that's only got 5%. So it's fair enough, though. I mean, if they don't understand that,
yeah,
then they would answer that.
A few times a month, 4%. Once a month, 3%. Mm-hmm. Once a week, 2%. A few times a week, 1%. Once or more a day, 0%. I didn't know online fast food was a big business.
Neither did I. And it obviously isn't, actually, from the results of this.
Yeah. Okay. So that's poll one. This one that we have now is from last week. It's player-submitted polls 18. Okay. First one. If you had to have a New Year's resolution for 2010 on RuneScape, what would it be? 33% say... get a skill cape, 25% train my skills, 23% make more money, 9% complete more quests, 4% other, 3% make more friends, play more with my friends, complete more achievement diaries 2%, and play more minigames 1%.
Oh, sorry, is this the last poll? I wasn't paying attention.
Yeah, it is.
Can I get to that?
There's a link in the wiki.
Oh, there is too.
Yeah.
Right, I might just use that because it will save me from confusion. Oh, I did click the right one. That's all right.
So the second one. How full is your bank? 43% say mostly. 26% say about half. My bank is full, 22%. Almost empty, 8%. I don't know, 1%, and my bank is empty, 0.
my bank is mostly full.
Yeah, me too. I think I got around 30 slots left. What about you?
Okay. I can't remember. I think it's probably 40. Could be less or more.
Okay. Next question.
If a RuneScape action movie was made... Okay. If a RuneScape action movie was made, who would you like to be the villain? Zamorak has...
Oh, God, there's so many options. Just do the top five.
Yeah. Zamorak has 23%. Lucian has 14%. The Corporeal Beast has 10%. Bandos has 10%. Nomad has 8%. And from there, it kind of gets...
less and less and less and less important.
The ham.
Remember two nights ago when I thought you were fighting Nomad?
Yeah, who is Zimorigal? I think he's in a quest, but...
Yeah, I think he's one of the short people.
Mother Melum? Melum?
Yeah.
General Kaz.
Yeah, I voted Lucian. Who'd you vote for?
I didn't do this poll.
Oh, okay.
Zamorak, I'm surprised... he got so many votes. That's kind of typical. What about Zarus?
I voted for Lucian because there's this guy named Lucian Bouchard.
I think Lucian would be the most suited to a RuneScape movie.
Who?
Lucian.
Ah, yes. Yeah. Lucian Bouchard. Just Wikipedia him. You'll find interesting things.
How do you spell his name?
L-U-C-I-E-N-B-O-U.
Oh, I got it right. Never mind. A Canadian lawyer, diplomat, politician, and former minister of the environment. So what about him?
27th premier for Quebec.
Yep.
And... separatism kind of thing.
So you want this guy to be in a RuneScape movie?
Yeah, why not?
You want him to play... he doesn't fit the character of Lucian. I'm sorry.
Oh. Okay.
I couldn't see him in a dark robe with a hood and...
You never know.
No.
You don't think? Anyways.
No, I'm sorry. And he's too fat, too. He's not fat, but he's... he's not... the right shape. What is your favorite distraction and diversion?
45% say
penguin
hide and seek.
I guess.
Yeah, there's
evil
no question.
I do not play any. Big Top Bonanza, Shooting Star, Phoenix Lair. 1%. That's quite funny.
Yeah, because you have to do a quest to access it.
Oh, I don't know. I think it's just because you don't really get anything from it.
Yeah, you just get the chance to get in the pet.
I haven't.
Penguin hide and seek.
I did it once or twice. Penguin hide and seek is just easy, and you can do it without bothering to do anything.
Yeah,
I think that was a good update. Sort of, Evil Tree was late.
And finally, what often do you choose as your reward from the random event gift box? 83%
XP.
Reward.
That's generally what I choose. That or herbs, actually, which is second. Depends which is more valuable.
Sometimes I'll take the law runes because if my law rune supply is running low.
I think I have about 5k law runes at the moment.
Really?
So.
Yeah, I'm too cheap.
Some
to
ridiculous
buy more.
Number that I shouldn't really have, but I'm a pack yak, so.
You're a pack yak.
Apparently, not a pack rat, a pack yak. Yuck.
We'll hurry the show along then so you can go.
Yeah, we should be moving on, actually, because it's taking some time.
Yeah, anyways, on to questions now. First one, an audio question from Brian.
Hey, hosts. Do you have an online profile or identity that you can't live without? I have my Windows Live ID. It's like all of my life has been on there, and every service that has been offered through Windows Live, I've used quite a lot. Whether it's my games for Windows Live Gamertag, or it's my storage on Live Mesh, I just can't live without my Windows Live ID. Also, do you like cats? Thanks for answering my question. Blah, 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 Brian.
Do you like cats?
No, I don't have a central place you can go to find Shane12088. That's what I was supposed to start doing 2 years ago, but I haven't got it done yet.
Yeah. No, I don't really have anything that I can't live without either. I mean, I use my Gmail account for a lot of things, I guess.
Yeah, Google account.
Google.
But there's no central
but
place
there's nothing
you can
that,
go to
no,
find
nothing
us,
I rely
know?
Upon fully.
Yeah.
I mean, everything tends to go through my email, so I need that, but, you know. No. Do you like cats? Shane does. I guess I'm okay with them. No, you don't like cats.
Yeah.
No, wait, do you? You're allergic to them, but you do like them.
Severely.
Yeah.
You know,
I
don't think I keep one as a... I don't think I keep one as a pet.
I'm not really as allergic to them anymore. I think they still mess with me a bit, but... You know, I've essentially grown out of everything that sucked to do with me when I was younger. So,
like what else?
So I'm pretty good at the moment. I don't know, various things.
Okay.
Yeah, they're good, but I prefer my dog.
Is he in there with you right now?
No, he was, but I let him out.
Ah, okay. Yeah, so, yeah, they're okay, but I'm severely allergic. Thank you, Brian.
Oops.
Shane, you have mentioned before that you sometimes merchant in RuneScape. What strategies do you use for merchanting? And also, did you manage to convince Brad to give up his top hat? That's from Penn State 315. I wouldn't call it merchanting so much. I'd call it grand exchange flipping. I think merchanting is what I'd give the designation of holding on to something for quite some time, you know, until it matures in value. I just call the daily things flipping.
Necessarily. I mean, could be. You probably only associate it with that because of merchanting plans, and that's what they
do. Yeah, that's right. But
merchanting can be anything. But flipping, yeah. I mean, people use that.
Typically,
as well.
The strategy that you want to do with that is you want to find an item that's readily available and has a stable price, but at the same time, something that people have a demand for, so you can sell it higher than what you buy it for.
Yeah, that
so
is exactly
if you
right,
have
actually.
A lot of money, great items to do are the items that are loot shared, so pretty much anything that comes out of God Wars, if you have that kind of money, and it's stable. So, some of the further items, like, I don't know, Zamorak Spear, maybe, or...
Yeah, the Zamorak Spear is constantly going up and down, it seems.
Yeah,
or
so you have to get it at the right time.
Merged. But if you can, I mean, that's a fairly... You can't really go very wrong on it.
Yeah,
actually, the last thing... I don't think I did tell you, didn't I, how Pharaoh's Scepters went up.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
That's what I would call merchanting.
Oh, shit, they're decreasing. Sorry. No,
it's okay. Shit's an okay word to say.
Okay. If you say
anyways.
So. No, so I need to sell mine. Oh.
Yeah, that's pretty much all you want to do is look for something stable, something that you can buy that people just dump from in, and then something that people need. So teleport tablets or loot shared items are good examples. But it's important to look at the graph.
Mm.
Did I convince Brad to give up his top hat? Maybe or maybe not. I'm not allowed to say where I got my top hat.
So when people see the top hat that you're wearing in RuneWire, they're not just going to assume that it comes from Brad anymore.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. That
Thank
makes
you.
Sense.
Next one?
Hi, Shane version 0.83 and Brad version 2.0.
That's not nice.
If
I'm a beta.
If you have seen... you're still in beta after how many years now? If you have seen Futurama, you'll be aware of the situation that resulted in Fry being in the 31st century. He left his life behind, albeit not on purpose, in the current time, and was in suspended animation until 1,000 years later. Given the chance, would you give up your life as you know it and take the chance to live in the year 3010? How would you prepare if you were to go there? From Paul.
Yeah, I'd go.
You would. I don't know. You know, I like my life. It depends what would happen in the year 3010. Who I would be around, and
you just have yourself, I assume.
Who would take me in? Well, what am I supposed to do on my own? How am I supposed to survive? I wouldn't have a job. I wouldn't have anything.
Yeah, they might not even have jobs in 3010, you know?
So what am I supposed to do?
That's a good question.
So
I don't know, I'd
no
do
assurance
it.
Of you would do it, because you don't care. You're, I don't know. Anyway, no, I probably wouldn't. I'm happy staying here.
Okay. Thank you, Paul. Next one. Shane and Chief, if you could choose between being a professional dancer or a singer, which would it be and why?
I don't even know what kind of question is this, because what... I think the answer is pretty obvious. But...
Yeah, singer, definitely.
Choose,
I don't want to dance.
A singer, yeah. I think I would go with a singer, too. But you've danced before. You danced in school. Which school was it?
All three.
Oh, I feel so sorry for you.
What, that's not standard there?
Not really. Oh, well, we got taught a little bit of the, you know, because we have like a ball, except it's not a ball. It's like
a rave?
A dance. No. You know, it's just a low sort of scale one. That was several years ago, though. I mean, they sort of taught us basic dances, social dances.
That's good. That's good.
No, it's
line dancing?
Good. No, not line dancing.
That's too bad. Square dancing?
No. But of course, this year is my last year of school, so we have a ball this year, and I don't know what is going to happen because I can't dance.
I'm sure you could get someone to teach you.
Maybe you have to teach me, Shane.
We can
do that over Skype easily.
No, that's
yes.
Okay.
Yep.
That's not appropriate.
I think it's appropriate.
No.
Yes.
Second part?
No. Sorry, I had to stick Brad in there somewhere. And how much money would it take to shave your heads? Sincerely, Italy for life. I think it would take quite a bit of money, personally.
Yeah. Yeah. You do it for $100, and I'll do it for $50.
Would you really? Oh,
no, I don't know. Maybe slightly more.
I'd probably ask for more than $100. Could get that in a day.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I wouldn't shave my head. I don't think.
At least
of course,
$500.
If there was some sort of compelling offer, you know.
If there was a cause, then
like
I'm
pay
all for
the rent on Airbnb perpetually, then sure.
Perpetually. I'd do that too.
That's from Italy for Life. Dear Shane and Chief, if you're given the opportunity, would you move to England to work for Jagex?
All expenses paid to move, free house, etc.
Yes.
I think I would, actually. That's a pretty sweet deal.
Yeah, me too, you know? Because I think that...
Got nothing to lose. If they're going to hire
probably,
you...
You probably know this, too. When you're programming something, it's easier to do it if it's something you're passionate about rather than something you're not, right?
Not that I even know what kind of... I mean, how to do their kind of programming, but sure. If they're happy to accept me in my current state, then yeah, why not?
Yeah.
After I finish school, though. I want to finish school.
Yeah, because I think we're both passionate enough about RuneScape and Jagex in general that we could make a good run at it. So
I don't think I'm that passionate about it.
Oh, okay.
Okay, I'm doing a RuneScape podcast. I can't really use that excuse.
But I got lots of ideas that could improve the game, you know? Like time runes?
No.
Yes.
No. I'm afraid not.
Anyways, not yes, I would.
On Brett's behalf. Chief, have you ever attended a Zorb event? Have you participated in one? How was it watching it or participating in it? I was always fascinated by the sport. Thank you, Marco.
Explain what a Zorb is for those who don't know.
A Zorb is... I need my brother here. A Zorb is something... I know they have them in Rotorua, which is a place I've been to several times before. I have relatives who live there. And they have them in other parts of New Zealand, I think, as well. But that's I know they have it there. It's basically a big ball. And you would probably know how to explain it better than I have, Shane, than I would, Shane, because you've seen it on... was it on The Amazing Race?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, it was. Well, it's just a big ball thing that you roll down a hill in.
Isn't it? That's all there is to it.
And it's not a sport. But it's just something you do for fun. It's like it's a tourist attraction, really.
Okay.
As far as I'm aware. I mean, it's not... You pay quite a lot to do it, as far as I know, as well.
I forget. But, are you standing up in it, or are you rolling around in the ball?
No, you're standing up, okay, and you actually, I think you run, don't you? And
I don't
the
know.
Ball rolls down the hill. I think that's how it works.
How come you didn't go in it?
Oh, well, I've just never been to it before. I've done the luge in Rotorua. That's cool.
Oh.
That's also a big tourist thing. You probably
That's like a bobsled, right?
Well, yeah, essentially.
Okay, yeah. Well, that's good.
But my brother has done that. Because he went up there just with his friend once, and they did that. So I don't remember how he found that, but it's probably pretty cool.
Yeah.
So yeah, New Zealand is pretty much the most awesome tourist destination ever. If just don't come to the place I live, because it's a whole.
Okay.
Most people. Because so, I like the place I live in, but.
So what? Zorbs and sheep. That's what you can expect to see.
Essentially. Yeah.
And pack yaks?
No.
Okay.
Not so much.
Thank you, Marco.
There are a few cows here and there.
Okay. You guys don't own one, though?
No.
Okay. Hey, Shane and Chief Snake. I'm trying to get 99 magic in RuneScape, and I just want to know what spells you recommend me to use to level up fast. My current level is 55. I am members. If you're 55,
well,
you're...
55, that's exactly what you need for High Oak, isn't it?
Yeah, so that's probably the best thing to do until around,
What is probably the two enchant?
Well, no, you could do the enchanting in the mage training arena from this quest, but I don't know. It depends at higher levels, like 87, I think it is, for the plank make. If you have enough money once you get there, you can do that, and that's mega fast experience. But until then, what I'd recommend you do is either High Elk, or if you have the ancient magic spells, once you get Ice Burst, if you have enough money for that, do that on some monster, like the mummies in the Chaos Tunnel or Rock Lobsters. Those are always good. That's, of course, if you have money, and if not, just go for High Elk.
Yes, granite lobsters.
Until higher levels,
I think.
Whatever
they are. Those are great.
Yeah, for charms and stuff. Yeah, that's a secondary benefit.
The XP is not amazing. It's all right.
Yeah, it gets better once you have Ice Barrage.
Yeah, I guess so.
But once again, that's even more expensive. So it's really up to you on this. So to sum up, high alchemy until Ice Burst if you have money. If not, keep going with high alchemy until level... whatever plank make is, 86, 87 or something like that, then you can do that if you have money, or just keep going with high elk, because those are going to cost more money. And of course, there's also ones like string amulet, where if you buy gold amulets and you just string them, then humidify also. So, yeah. Lots of options for training magic, especially on the lunar spellbook. By the way, your show is awesome. I go on and off RuneScape all the time, but even when I'm off, I always listen to it because it keeps me entertained. Thanks, Kobe.
Thank you, Kobe. Dear Shane and Chief Snake, it feels awful weird not saying Brad's name. You actually can still say Brad, of course. I don't mind. That is my name.
Yeah, I don't know. We should have made that a little bit clearer, I think.
I don't think we said that. Have you even called me Chief so far this show? I mean, called me Brad?
I don't know.
Brad? And I can't say my own name?
It's hard to do that when there's only two of us, you know? So,
Firstly, what is your favorite town in RuneScape and why? Personally, I like Nate's Knot because I like the peaceful atmosphere, all the trees and the yaks roaming around.
Yaks again.
Oh, the yaks. Oh, they're so beautiful. I'm currently there cooking for 99.
Did you say they're so beautiful?
I was kidding. I'm currently there cooking for 99. I don't know why you would cook at Nate's Knot. What's there? But anyway, I would just like to say good to you, Shane. Good on you, Shane, on Project Brad. I'm also going for 99 cooking, then fishing, and have been doing so for the past 2 weeks. As for you, Chief Snake, I would just like to congratulate you on your new position as co-host. Thank you, Kyle. Best wishes, Kyle, at 3285. Okay, where were we? What is your favorite town?
Favorite town. Yes.
Mine. I don't know. I quite like that. Oh, Miscellanea, actually. I always like going to Miscellanea because it feels like I'm disappearing. Because, you know, I use the spirit tree to get there.
Yeah.
It just seems like I'm going away to my own special place, even though it's not at all.
Yeah, that's a good point. It's also nice and quiet there, you know?
Yeah, it is always quiet. I don't do much there. What else is there?
There's not much there.
I'm sure there are similar places.
I like Taverly.
No, I never liked that. It doesn't have a bank either.
Ah, right, okay.
Mainly, that's probably why.
If we had to choose one with a bank?
Well, not necessarily with a bank, but I mean, I just don't like it because of that.
Yeah, I don't know. I'd say Taverly or if... Oh, I don't know. Laledia, there we go. That's second.
I guess.
Yeah. Because you can only get the people in there who have done the quest, so...
No, I haven't done the quest.
But you have access to Laledia, right?
Yeah, I started it. Started Morning Scenes, part one. That's all you need to do, I think.
Yeah, you should finish that. Get on your quest.
No, by started, I mean I talked to the person. That's all you have to do to get access to it.
Oh. Okay, I see. Thank you, Kyle.
I'm too lazy.
Dear Shane and Chief. What? Oh, yeah, mine. Do you think Brad will listen to this while he's in the RAF to check on you? No.
No.
Because he wakes up at, what did he say? What time he's waking up?
Too early, whatever it was.
Yeah, like waking up at like 5, breakfast at 7, then full day, 12 hours, then... get ready for the next day. So yeah, not likely in these first 9 weeks. No. What the new skill is and when it will come out? Any ideas?
No. We had hoped.
We had hoped, but I think the longer we can delay it, the better, because it's just a lot of work for us when a new skill comes out. But. What it would be, I don't know. It's going to be something universal, I think. That's for sure. And when Mark Gerard had his interview, he said it would be soon, so probably within a month or two, I assume. I don't know. But I don't have any ideas, do you?
No.
On either?
No, not really.
Okay. What are your favorite books?
Good question. I don't really know. I don't read books.
Okay. I've had a few favorites over time, I think. One of the most recent ones, I think I had as a pick before, The Singularity is Near by Ray Kurzweil. That's one.
Yep.
And Star Trek books. Oh, yeah. Can't forget those, really. There's novelizations and actually new stories on that kind of stuff, so that's good. But, yeah, I'm in the same boat as Chief. When books become movies, what do you like better, the book or the movie?
Book, actually.
Okay.
Even though I don't read books that often, books always seem to be better. I'm afraid that's just how it goes.
I like the movie because it takes less effort. Granted, they do cut down on the storyline.
That is sad,
you know?
But... Yep. Okay, Shane.
Well, you know, like, there's always, like, audiobooks, too, you know?
Insert ridicule by Brad moment.
Yeah, we don't need to do that. Anyways.
For those who miss it.
P.S. I'd be rather called Where Foxes Than Wolves Pwn You. Don't even know why I made my account name that. Okay, then, Where Foxes.
I shouldn't have said that. Okay.
Why?
Well, I don't know. Shane and She-Snake, what programming language do you know best? I know PHP best, if you consider it. Well, it is a program language.
Yeah, I consider PHP acceptable.
That's good, because I don't know any other programming languages.
Okay.
Nah, not really. Just the web ones. I mean, Visual Basic, but even I don't consider that worthy. And I don't know it that well anymore. I've lost touch. Which is sad, because it's only Visual Basic.
I'm going to go in the same boat as Chief. Yes, PHP, I'd have to say that. And translating from that, also I'm going to say C and Java. Those are probably my three best ones that I know. So PHP,
I
C, and Java.
I should delve into those sometime, but I'm
happy
with
I'd start
PHP.
With Java, because C has lots of little oddities, you know, and if you're not careful, can blow your system up. Like if you're running a program with administrator rights, you can need to reinstall your operating system if your program writes to bad memory.
I think I'm okay then.
Yeah, but I recommend that everybody take a look at Java if you're learning to program, because it's a lot more friendly to new programmers because of the safety checks it puts in, and it doesn't let you do things that are considered bad programming practice, you know? So... Mm. Like for example, trying to think of one. Any of the classes that exist in Java, basically classes, a set of actions that's defined to do something. So any of the actions that do something complicated will have what's called a try-catch statement. It'll try to do it and then catch an exception. And if you don't catch the exception, you can't use it. So it always teaches you to get into that. Mindset of error checking. So that's why it's good.
That is sort of handy, I suppose, that it forces you to do that.
Yeah. Like,
on the other hand, it could be annoying.
Yeah, you know, in PHP 5, you can make PHP throw exceptions and stuff, but you have to define your exception class and everything like that. So there are no built-in exceptions in PHP.
Never mind.
We're not going to talk about programming. If you want me to talk about programming some other time, send me a PM about what you want to see on Informer.
I just like my ifs and elses.
You know, a switch is faster than an if-else-if chain.
Oh, shush. I never liked switches.
By a few microseconds at best, though.
Also, were you in any clubs in high school? If so, which ones? French club, actually. But other than that, we don't actually have clubs, so it's kind of a one-off. That was last year, and my French teacher left, so we don't do that anymore.
Ah, so what did you do in this teacher. French club?
We watched movies and things, French movies. Which I thought was pretty fun, actually. Other people think it's lame, but...
Yeah, they look really creepy, the French movies, you know?
No, some of them are good.
Okay.
Well, Amelie, yes, that is really creepy, but we didn't watch that in French Club, so...
Did you watch the one with the sheep that turn into the people?
What?
The one where the people turn into the sheep in French?
Black Sheep.
Yeah.
That's a New Zealand film.
Okay. I thought it was French, because you liked it so much.
No, I sent you the link to get that, because I think you should. You should force your parents and sister to watch it, because it would give them an insight. Yeah, the sheep movie, because it would give them an insight into what New Zealand is really like. Killer sheep with, yeah, mutant sheep, actually. That's
so, does it start by getting bit by one, or...?
Yeah, I think that's how it goes.
I see. Have you ever gotten bit by a sheep?
Something really silly like that? No, I haven't, actually.
Okay, that's good.
I'm actually sure they don't bite, but...
Oh.
I don't know.
Okay, then. That question was from Grant.
Thank you, Grant.
Dear Grant. Shane and Kiwi Brad, how would you describe your childhood and the way you grew up? Are you happy with the way your parents raised you? I would say that I grew up with very little restriction on what I could do as a carefree and imaginative child, and therefore led me to grow up and become more of an artistic person than an academic. I favor the arts over the sciences, for example. I'm very glad that I'm like this. However, I wish my parents were more strict with me as a child, because right now I'm very lazy, who always puts off doing things until the last minute, which doesn't help considering the amount of coursework I get at school nowadays. Thank you. That's from Ryan.
I think I was sort of brought up quite similarly. I have virtually no restrictions right now. I can do almost anything I want, but at the same time, my parents are quite, they're not strict at all, but they, what describes my dad, Shane?
I don't know.
It's sort of like there's an expectation, or you don't want to let them down or anything like that. I don't know, but anything like that. It just means that I don't need restrictions because I already know what I should and shouldn't be doing, stuff like that. I'm, I suppose, a carefree and imaginative child, which has therefore led me also to grow up. Oh no, except the only thing that differs with me and you is that I didn't grow up as an artistic person. Besides the fact that I use Photoshop and stuff, because I am, I consider myself far more of an academic
than an arts type.
I could be a bit of both. I don't know, but officially I'm an academic. I also favor the arts over the sciences. I dropped chemistry this year.
That's fine. Yeah, that's fine.
But biology's cool.
Yeah. It's really good when you learn anatomy and you can learn how to kill someone.
Yeah. Yeah, because I need to do that. So despite the fact that I'm an academic rather than an artistic person, I also have the same problem with you as you, since I put things off to the last minute as well, all the time, which also doesn't help considering the amount of coursework I get. So, yep. Other than that, I'm very pleased with how I'm raised. I love my parents and my family and everything, and... Yep.
Yeah, that's nice. There's not many people now that can say that, you know?
No.
Like, especially in the way that...
Which is sad thing, but...
In the way that you've told me and stuff, it's like actually having a set of parents that cares, you know? Which is something that's really nice, because I think I'm a lot the same way as you are with there were very little restrictions and there was no as you said, it set expectations, but in a way you kind of know what you have to do, you know?
That's exactly right. Yeah,
so it's the same for me, but yeah, unfortunately
not so much for say my brother. He doesn't seem to care as much.
Maybe one day he will.
C'est la vie.
That's a French phrase. What does it mean?
That's life.
Okay. Academic for me. Even though I was imaginative as a child, somehow that went away when...
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I'd recognize you far more as an academic.
Yeah, what was I talking about? Some sort of algorithm or something the other day? But yeah. I was fine when I'm just doing something randomly. I'm saying, oh, we can model this behavior by applying a certain algorithm to it and then calculate how the computer would do this more effectively.
Yeah.
Okay. So, I forget what it's about, but anyways.
Okay, we're all done. Tech news.
Yes, questions can go to questions@rsbmb.com. And if you want to send them to us on Twitter, that works too. If you have a Twitter account, it forces you to be concise. Just send them to @rsbmbstaff with the hashtag RSBMBUpdate. And we'll get them. Yep.
Tech news.
27 iMac delays continue as production halt is rumored. Wow.
Dun dun dun.
Citing an anonymous source, Hard Mac has reported on Monday that Apple has allegedly stopped the assembly lines for the 27-inch desktop. Supplies of the 27-inch model have been restricted for months, as reports of screen flickering have permitted. While some have speculated the lack of availability has been due to those issues, there has been no official confirmation from Apple. Which I think Apple did recognize the problem, because they said they're offering refunds to anybody who has a 27-inch iMac that has a problem, even if it's out of the 30-day period. Which is pretty nice of them, you know? They're even waiving the 15% restocking fee. Because if you return something to them, you have to pay the restocking fee for them to put it back together in the manuals and everything.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so... So you get the 15%, so you get the original price plus 15% back. So.
Yep. That's good. But
yeah,
I'm still glad
that they...
I would.
Yeah, they're just too big, you know, the 27-inch. But how much are they in your neck of the woods?
That's a good question. Apple.co.nz. iPad, look at that, our most advanced technology. Da, 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 da. They don't have prices for us yet.
New Zealand iMac starting from $19.99.
Oh, how did you get to them before me? That's sad. iMac from, $19.99. 3,300 and, oh no, that's the highest end model. For the 27-inch dual core, $2,899.
That's expensive.
For the 27-inch quad-core with an i5, $3,399.
Do you know anybody who's bought one?
Not since those new models came out. I know my brother's friend has like a 24-inch one or whatever from the previous generation. Yeah, but you know, you wouldn't want to go with the Mac Pro or anything. Because that's about the same kind of performance for 4,390.
Yeah, it is. The i7 iMac for $3,789 New Zealand in benchmarks does outpace the current generation Mac Pro.
So, sad. Very sad. Even
so
a Mac Mini is...
I feel bad for you guys there.
So you should.
Well, that, everything here is so much more accessible, you know? Anyways, here's a good piece of tech news. Gmail to drop IE6 support this month. This year.
I was quite happy about that personally.
Yeah, you can read the intro and stuff to it.
Oh, which what am I reading?
The Gmail.
What have you already read?
I read the title.
Internet Explorer 6, IE6 support for its Gmail and calendar services later this year, the company said today. The move will come at some point after March the 1st, when Google will start scaling back IE6 support for Google Docs and Google Sites. Google announced that decision on Friday, 2 weeks after the company admitted that hackers had breached its network and stolen information.
I've been waiting for this to happen for a long time. I don't know.
Yes.
If anybody out there still has IE6 on your computer, go to rsbmb.com and see how ugly it looks. Then after you're done, go and look at it in IE8. It's just horrific.
Pleasing.
So it's about time. That's all I have to say about this. We just have to hope that other companies will follow suit with this. So, finally. Which is good, too, because Gmail is becoming so much more and more like a real application, you know? Question is, when the support drops, what are they actually going to be able to do with it, you know? So.
Yeah, like, that's interesting, them. Actually. So. It's a bit of a shame that they don't drop it on everything else, too. I mean, but this is only preliminary. So it is a it is a bold step in itself. I mean, because Google is massive.
Yeah. RSVP dropped IE6 support last year with the new site design.
Thanks to me, actually.
Yeah. That's it for tech news.
With the revolution.
Yeah, you did. And you helped with the forum skin, too.
True, actually.
Yeah. And some of the forum skin enhancements made it into the main site.
Yep.
If you go there, you'll see some slight differences, but...
It's kind of inconsistent at the moment. I want to change that. But we'll
discuss that later.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, you missed another couple of questions as well. I just noticed.
Yeah, no time for them. We only do 10.
Oh, well. Oh, yeah, fair enough.
Post early, people. Post early. Or send an audio question. That's all I got to say.
Not used to this.
And I'm going to direct you guys over to informer.rsvmb.com now to check out some of our articles from this week, including but not limited to one article by Kirby discussing what would happen with old age and weather in RuneScape. Quite an interesting read.
Haven't read it, but...
You can also read Jason's article on the quest from this week and the other changes, all at informer.rsvmb.com. And of course, there's my article there about the iPad, which some people say is too pro Apple, but I don't know. What do you think?
I don't know. I forgot what it is already. I mean, I know what it is, but.
Basically what I said in this
okay,
is
no,
that
never mind, it's fine.
What I said is that the iPad is basically limited, as people point out right now, but in the future, yes, it could be a potential paradigm shifter, so you can take a read about that. And
I don't think that was overly pro-Apple.
Yeah, I know, so take
that
a
was a fair analysis.
It's time for a Skill of the Month update for February. You know, this is a shorter month. There's only 28 days in February. This year.
Yep.
Current skill is crafting. What? It's a little bit more tame than last month. Currently, X-Blades is winning with 1.4 million experience. Southrun is in second with 1.2. And Zefsky is in third with 795k. And that's about a good half of you haven't got experience yet, so please... go out, get some experience. We also have the results from the January Skill of the Month, which was Cooking, which was won by JRD Games with a grand total of 31 million experience. Wow. I don't know.
What's wrong with the graphs on that page?
What
on
do you
the
mean?
Skill of the Month page? The graphs distort. Maybe that's probably my fault. Hang on a sec. View. Zoom. Reset. Okay, it was my fault.
Okay.
I don't know how that happened, but never mind.
Second was Tim MLI699 with 24.3 million experience, and third was Southrun 10.7 million experience. Overall, 91,881,240 experience was gained. Wow. I don't see how, like, people can do that much, you know? That much cooking.
No.
So
that's insane.
Yeah, so come on, train crafting, make it interesting.
That just about tripled the record. Well, no, not tripled. But doubled anyways.
What else have we got? I got a pick, actually. Now. Unless you have something you want to share?
Nope.
Okay. My pick is something called Wakupa. It's an interesting name, I know. Wakupa. Wekupa.com you can get it at. What it basically is it's a tracker that tracks what programs you use and how long you use them for. So let's say you go to my page, wekupa.com/Shane12088, you'll see that I have primarily been using Finder, Windows Live Messenger, Firefox, and RuneScape. And a whole bunch of other little things on there, too. So it basically tracks the applications you use. It also tracks web applications. But for those of you guys who are concerned about piracy out there, I mean privacy...
Same thing.
Who are concerned about privacy, you don't need to worry because it doesn't show which websites you go to. It just shows the applications that you are at. So
no, it does show which websites you go to, unless you disable that or something.
Well, no, web applications only, you know? Like if you go to rsbnb.com, it won't say using rsbnb.com.
Unless we add that to the list or something. I wonder if we can do that. We should do that.
I don't know. I might disable web tracking because it adds a whole bunch of other things in there, like Stack
Overflow.
It does, actually.
It makes everything really messy.
Google Image Search, WordPress.
Yep. Wikia. So. YouTube, even.
Yeah, it says I use something called Jaunted.
What's that?
I don't know. I have no idea what
Shane,
that is.
Shane12088.
And you're on there too with the username?
Bradley.
It's amazing you're able to get that.
I got it a long time ago.
So I check it out. Wekupa.com. We also have a team called RSBNB, so just go to wekupa.com/team/RSBNB and you can join, and then hopefully we can get some people on here and
plural.
See what we all do. So link will be in the notes to both of those. So I don't know. Are you running the tracker on your computer?
I am at the moment. I downloaded it last night. But that's the first time I've run it since, I think, the end of 2008, when I reformatted my computer, and I didn't install it again.
Oh, there's no reason why you shouldn't run it. It's only using 1.3 megabytes of RAM for me.
Well, yeah. Windows. I just never got around to it, I suppose. So, yeah, I've got it running now and everything.
Yeah. So I check it all out.
I think I might just change my photo, my avatar, on Wekupa. Before this,
it's crooked.
It is crooked. Yes,
it's a picture well spotted. Of you.
It is.
What's wrong with
I
that?
I think it is. It is tasteful. Well, I like to maintain a veil of mystery.
Okay. Yeah. Well, you'll still have time to change it before it comes out.
So. Yep.
Anyways, that's Wekupa. Not a nice name, and it's a pink icon, so it stands out.
I don't even know where I have that photo, if I still have it. That wasn't a bad photo. Yeah,
so,
Wekupa.
What you been doing?
I know what I'm doing. Type of usage in the last hour, internet 76%, audio and video 13%, utilities 1%, and office 8%. I don't know what Office is. I haven't used anything Office related.
Yes, but what about RuneScape Photoshop related? What have you been doing?
Mining.
Having fun?
Well, no. Well, to a degree. I did that quest the other day, of course. Took my time doing that quest. But apart from that, I haven't been on much this week at all because I just got back to school. Fun. And so I've been enjoying myself, obviously.
You know, there's something that always seems to be true, is that the last year of schooling is the easiest.
No, actually, I wouldn't call it the easiest. It's going to be very difficult by the looks of it. Oh. My all of the course outlines that I've got so far are quite daunting. I don't like the looks of them. But, okay. But as long as I keep on top of everything, I should be okay.
Yes. I'll help you do that.
I don't know. Can you read King Lear for me? Can you read The Merchant of Venice?
No.
Why not?
But don't you get time before you have to have them read, you know?
No. Well, yeah. I think I have to read King Lear within the first 5 weeks of this term, and then I think I have to read Macbeth or something after that. Then I have to read The Merchant of Venice next term. I have to do some research on 5 different books in the third term. That should be fun. Can be things we've read before, to be fair. But
oh, okay. Well,
I mean, the entire English course outline is really scary looking, so it's going to be hard.
Any other RuneScape stuff?
Rest of the classes won't be so bad. Not really. Just that mining I was doing a bit earlier. I hope to have 78 maybe tomorrow if I keep at it. Otherwise, next week, because it'll take me that long to get back into it again.
Okay. As for me, what I've been doing, I wrote my iPad article. And aside from that, I've just been fishing on RuneScape. Got 81 fishing for Project Brad. Fishing monkfish currently. And also I've been developing a little scientific experiment in discriminating between JPEG quality images for an assignment that's due on Monday. So I got to get some eyes on my little application and see what people can see. So, and then write something up for Monday. Which should be interesting to see if people are actually playing the game or not, you know? So, yeah. I think that's about it, unless you have anything else.
Nope, that is my week in a nutshell.
Yeah, me too. Anyways, we will see you guys all next week for another episode of RSBNB Update. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.